Kabbalist believes that he or she has the responsibility to make the world a better place. In Kabbalah, we learn that if we want something in life, we have to give something.
So I guess Madonna is a Kabbalist. It's a new word to me. Kabbalah, slippery, slippery subject. What is Kabbalah and why is it so popular among the glitterati of Hollywood? And I guess with the entrance of A-Rod of baseball fame to the Kabbalistic faith, if it can be called a faith, it's also our sports figures as well. We're going to be talking about Kabbalah here during this hour of Issues Etc. with Gretchen Passantino of Answers in Action. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. You can join us with questions or comments. Our toll-free number live this Wednesday, the 9th of July, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE, or email us here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Gretchen Passantino is co-founder of Answers in Action and a regular guest here on Issues Etc. I said it's going to be good to hear your voice, Gretchen. Welcome back.
Well, it's so good to hear yours, too, and so glad that you're back on the air and that everyone across the country gets the benefit of all of your good research and your good contacts. I know I've said many times before, and I'll continue saying, this is the best that Christian radio gets, and it's always a pleasure to participate.
That means an awful lot coming from you, Gretchen. It really does.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you're keeping up the good mission, the good calling from God, and I know that anyone who listens to this show will get sound biblical doctrine, and most importantly, a complete focus on the cross and on Christ. You know, I've done so many radio shows over 35 years, you know, literally thousands of them, many of them on Christian radio stations, and I know of no other program that puts the cross and the gospel right at the center of everything. And that's somebody anybody can benefit from, Christian and non-Christian.
So let's talk Kabbalah, if we could. Why is this, I don't even know what to call it, faith practice, mysticism, why is it so popular among the celebrity types?
I think one of the reasons it's so popular is because it is not Christ-centered, but self-centered. The whole key to Kabbalah and every other form of spiritual mysticism other than the true gospel is that the individual somehow is the key to everything. You want salvation, you want riches, you want peace, you want love, you want sex, you want fulfillment, you want to know you've arrived. All of the resources are within yourself. You don't surrender everything at the foot of the cross. Instead, you devote everything you have to developing yourself, becoming more powerful and more in control yourself. That's the key to mysticism. It's self-centered, not Christ-centered.
So who is the God of Kabbalah, if Kabbalah even has one?
Well, Kabbalah is the name attached to a very wide or broad spectrum of Jewish mysticism that we can trace reliably back to the 11 or 1200s, the Middle Ages of the Christian era. It is not a faith that goes back to Adam, as some Kabbalist promoters say, or back to Abraham or to Solomon, or to the time of the diaspora, the original captivity of the Jews before the time of Christ. We can really trace it back to the Middle Ages. And it's, as I said, a very wide spectrum of Jewish mysticism. Most of what it has in common is that the true knowledge of God, the true experience of God, and the true path to enlightenment is something that is secret and mystical and can only be achieved by long study and long practice under enlightened teachers. It's a very elitist kind of mysticism. Because it's such a broad spectrum of Jewish-based mysticism, although it appears at first glance to be thoroughly monotheistic, there are aspects of it that seem dualistic, that is, there's equal evil and good, male and female, positive and negative, spiritual and material aspects in all of reality. There's a kind of a panentheism, or an idea that God is to the world as the soul is to the body, or as a hand would be to a glove, so that God is in some sense animating or enlivening the whole world with his own self. And even a kind of idea of pantheism involved in some forms of Kabbalism. That is, that everything that exists is ultimately in some sense divine, and there is nothing that exists that's not God in some way, God or part of God. Also, there are some aspects of Kabbalism that strongly stress reincarnation, that if you have not thoroughly studied and ascended spiritually through these private teachings from private masters, then you'll have to come back for subsequent lifetimes until you can get it right. So you have in Kabbalism a smattering or an historical root in Judaism, which is monotheistic. There's one God. But because it's mystical and secret and draws from a whole bunch of different traditions and is mostly orally transmitted and subjective to the particular teachers, there are also aspects of other beliefs in God. The world is God. God is the world. God is dualistic. He contains both good and bad, male and female, all different kinds of things about God.
Is Jesus given a role to play in Kabbalah in any explicit way?
No, Jesus is not. Because Kabbalism has its roots in Judaism, and historical Judaism rejected Jesus Christ as the Messiah. The Jews that accepted Jesus Christ as the Messiah became the foundations of the Christian church. Kabbalism does not have any place for Jesus in its teachings. There are some Kabbalists who say that Jesus was a good teacher or a prophet or a Jewish spiritual leader. Some even say he was a Kabbalah leader. None of them will say that he's the Messiah. None of them will say that he is the Son of God. Certainly none of them will say that he came to die for our sins and rose again the third day.
So then it would seem to go without saying that there is a fundamental inconsistency, contradiction between historic Christianity and Kabbalism.
Some Kabbalist proponents say that Kabbal is entirely Jewish, that you must convert to Judaism, even including circumcision if you're an adult male, in order to be a legitimate practitioner of Kabbalah. Others will say that you don't have to be Jewish, but it is a Jewish mysticism. And still others will say that it is not in and of itself a religion, and so you can be any religion, even Christian, and still practice Kabbalah. However, because Kabbalah denies that Jesus is the Messiah, denies that he is the Son of God, denies that his atonement pays for our sins and reconciles us to God, it is not at all compatible with Christianity.
What is man's basic dilemma, according to in Christianity, man's basic dilemma, of course, is a fallen nature, sin, and death. What's man's basic dilemma, according to Kabbalism?
Practically anything I say today that says that begins with Kabbalah teaches, you need to understand that there is not one single teaching. It's such a wide and broad spectrum of mystical oral teaching and private interpretation that you can find anybody believing practically anything except the true Christian gospel. But in general, in Kabbalah, there's not a clear understanding of a fundamental nature of humanity. Certainly there is not an acceptance of the idea that man, since Adam, is completely fallen and lost in his sins and unable to reconcile with God. The general understanding in Kabbalah is that humans need to hone their spiritual awareness. They need to grow in their spiritual maturity. They need to rise to the level of spiritual fulfillment, and that's accomplished by long practice and meditation and study and memorization.
What are the practices, the short list of practices that one would find common or as common as they can be in Kabbalah?
The key to spiritual progression in Kabbalah is to find a Kabbalah teacher, a rabbi or a rebbe, who will guide your spiritual growth. And that teacher will tell you what you need to do and how much time you need to spend doing it. Having said that, most Kabbalah teachers focus strongly on studying the major texts of Kabbalism. And that's very interesting because as a secret mystical sect, almost all of its traditions were oral through most of its history, and those things that were written down in the Middle Ages were written in very keyed and coded in secret ways, so that a straight reading of the text wouldn't really tell you what they meant anyhow. nevertheless, today, using the Zohar, which is the most popular sacred text of Kabbalah, and a bunch, or Kabbalah, and a bunch of other written meditations, students study those texts, study them alone, and study them in classes, and study them under personal tutorship. They also spend quite a bit of time in prayer and meditation, and in practicing other kinds of things to enhance their spiritual life. Most people have probably seen the red string bracelet the Madonna wears, her almost teenage daughter Lourdes wears one too, and a lot of the other celebrity followers of Kabbalah wear a red string around their left wrist. That is one of the spiritual practices. It has a twofold purpose. The first is to signify the pathway by which spiritual enlightenment comes into the individual. The left wrist is considered to be the symbol that stands for welcoming in or receiving spiritual enlightenment. The second purpose of the red string is to ward off evil and curses and hexes or spells that other people might have put against you. So those kinds of practices, prayer, meditation, and study under a particular rabbi is the path to enlightenment in Kabbalah.
I'm Todd Wilkin. You're listening to Issues Etc. live this Wednesday, July the 7th. Now, if you got a question or comment on Kabbalah, call during this break, 1-877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Gretchen Passantino is our guest. Later in the hour, we'll talk about biblical interpretation. We'll be right back.
Sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come, join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30, and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, look for the sponsors section at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. is listener supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Issues Etc., Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Thanks for your support of Issues Etc.
618-223-8384. It's the new phone number for the Issues Etc. listener comment line, 618-223-8384. Leery about calling a live radio talk show? Want to remain anonymous? Leave your recorded question or comment on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. The good, the bad, the ugly. We're big boys. We can take it. 618-223-8384.
Talking about Kabbalah, Gretchen Passantino is our guest co-founder of Answers in Action. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our toll-free number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. It stands to reason, Gretchen, it's all beginning to make a little more sense to me. It seems that mysticism, whether it's Christian mysticism or Jewish mysticism, has to have a more elevated view of man's nature, a less fallen view of man's nature than historic Christianity, because otherwise it would be a fruitless and hopeless effort trying to kind of crawl your way back up to divine enlightenment to God by efforts of your own meditation, prayers, practices.
no matter how you try to word it or try to explain it, it all boils down to trying to lift yourself up by your own bootstraps. If we are truly fallen and separated from God, and if the only way we can be with God is to be perfect in His sight, then being fallen, we've already missed the standard. There is absolutely nothing we can do. No amount of meditating, praying, studying, practicing, associating with the right people, or saying the right words can ever give us that perfection that God demands. That is a totally hopeless situation. We are lost in our sins. There's absolutely no way we can ever be reconciled to God. The only good news in the midst of that despair, and it's the ultimate overwhelming good news, is that that perfection, that perfect standard, that absolutely sinless, perfect life of complete communion with God has already been won for us, not through our own efforts, not through our own being, but through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Perfection has only one incarnation, and that's Jesus Christ. By means of His status and what He does for us, we're reconciled to God. In Kabbalah or any other form of self-help or self-salvation, there is no hope. If you are not perfect already, you can never become perfect. But thanks be to God, we're considered perfect in God's eyes through the perfect one, Jesus Christ.
That also explains the appeal, not only to celebrities, but the general appeal of Kabbalah, I would think. It simply goes straight to the way we're hardwired in our fallen nature to think, I must be able to, if I want to, if I aspire to, communion with the divine, that aspiration itself must mean that I'm able to do it. And all I got to do is just find the right way, or a way, maybe the shortest route, but I got to find some way to do it. That's what our fallen nature says, Gretchen. It says, if it's going to be, it's up to me. And it seems as though Kabbalah is just a more sophisticated version of that.
Yeah, I think we tend to think that if it's natural, it must be good. It must be the way things are supposed to be. But Scripture tells us that what is natural to us is not what is good, and it's not the way things are meant to be. What is natural to us is fallenness and sinfulness and self-centeredness. That's because we all fell in our father, Adam. Whether we sin like him or not, Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5, we receive the consequences of that sin and death in ourselves, and we sin after Adam, not only in time-wise, but in pattern also. It's natural for us to think there must be something that I can do, but being natural is not good. Instead, Christ calls us to put off the natural man and to put on the spiritual man. And that's accomplished only by yielding to the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. It's not our works. It's not even our desire. It's not even our faith. It's God working in us. That complete abandonment to God is something that can't happen on a natural basis. Naturally, we like to sin. It can only happen by the interventive power of the Holy Spirit. If you are in Kabbalah or if you are in any other sort of a mystical spiritual discipline, it's just a dead end. It may be natural, but it's not good.
There is this very popular notion, and sad to say it's popular among a lot of Christians too, Gretchen, a definition of spirituality that is primarily not about God's Holy Spirit coming to us via His divinely inspired word, but a definition of spirituality that's a lot more about what's going on inside me, my feelings, my thoughts, my impulses. And picking up on what you said there about things being natural, it seems as though even Christians are defining spirituality the same way that the Kabbalists are defining it. It's about what's going on in my heart.
I think that's case and actual fact. I think, though, that many genuine Christians, myself included, easily fall into the trap of thinking about things in a natural way and assuming that it's spiritual because we do belong to Christ. We have been regenerated. We do have the Holy Spirit living in us. And it's sometimes difficult for us to discern the difference between a prompting of the Holy Spirit on the one hand and a raising up of the old sinful man on the other hand. I have a great deal of empathy for my Christian brothers and sisters. I think all of us are prone to that. I know just this morning my husband and I were praying before he got up to go to work, and I was praying and saying, Lord, please help us to do your will today and to accomplish what you've set before us. And my dear husband, Pat, interrupted, and he said, Lord, just help us to surrender. If we surrender, it doesn't matter what we do, it's all to you. Subtle distinction, I don't think that I was proclaiming heresy in my prayer, but an important distinction. The only work we can do, Paul says, you can call it a work if you want to, but it's not really, is to surrender. Surrendering is an anti-work. It's a giving up. It's a letting go. One thing that Madonna and Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears and so many other celebrity followers of Kabbalah are very good at is running things, directing things, doing things, accomplishing things. And as Christians, that's very easy for us, too. Look at all the committees I serve on. Look how much good I do. Look how many boards I work on. Look how much I give to the church. We look at our works, and instead of seeing them as the natural outgrowth of the Holy Spirit working through us, we see it as our own effort. And that's completely wrong. None of our efforts are good. None of them please God. The only opportunity we have is by the grace and the mercy of God just to give up, to turn it all over to Him. That takes a lack of ego that's not easy. In fact, it's impossible for us to do on our own, but it's the only way to salvation. The only way to salvation and to walking in Christ is to completely abandon yourself to God. That's counterintuitive for most of us, celebrities especially.
Kabbalah is, as you pointed out very early on, a very old mysticism, but it seems in some ways, Gretchen, tailor-made for our postmodern age, a spirituality that's flexible enough to be defined by every individual or every individual teacher in whatever way they see fit. What do you think there?
Yes, I think that is the case, and I think that we see Scientology, Kabbalah, certain forms of prosperity, New Age kind of even Christianity, all of those things appeal not just to celebrities but to ordinary everyday people, especially Americans, because we are the can-do society. We are the nation of those who are independent and who can be self-made men or self-made women. It's very hard to resist that idea that there is something that I can do myself. So often, even as Christians, just the other night in our little church Bible study, somebody asked the question, well, what if somebody doesn't really understand the gospel but wants to believe in Jesus and they're really a good person? Is God going to judge them unjustly? And we had to unpack that question and say it's not about being a good person. It's not about sincerity. It's not about ignorance. It's about the cross of Christ. In the cross of Christ is life. Any place else is death. When we are dead to ourselves, that's an indication that the Holy Spirit has worked in us. We can't do it ourselves. We have to leave it to God. And the only way we can even leave it to God is because He comes to us and performs this amazing miracle in us whereby the life of Christ is transferred to us and our old life of sin and death is taken away. Not by our efforts, but by what Christ has already done.
Gretchen Passantino is co-founder of Answers in Action. Gretchen, thank you so much for being our guest.
Todd, thank you. And I want to make a quick dare for your listeners.
All right.
Our congregation is not part of the LCMS. We're part of the Conservative Lutheran Association, CLA King Church in Costa Mesa, California. We would like to become one of your 300 congregations. Can we qualify even though we're not LCMS?
I'm making an executive decision. You qualify. You guys qualify.
Okay, here's my challenge. I'd like an LCMS pastor who's listening or other LCMS church leader to contact you guys and partner with us. And together, we'll pledge $1,000 from Christ for King Conservative Lutheran Association Church in Costa Mesa, and an LCMS church will partner with us and pledge $1,000 too. So you guys figure out how that happens, and we're happy to be a part of it.
I will leave that in Jeff's able hands. Gretchen, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you, Todd.
The website for Answers in Action is answers.org, answers.org. When we come back, we'll talk biblical interpretation with Dr. John Seleska. You know, there is a great theologian of the past who talked about three different ladders that men in their fallen state attempt to set up by which they ascend to God. Knowledge, mysticism, works. The good news is, while we can't ascend to God, He has descended to us in human flesh, Jesus Christ, to live perfectly in our stead and die the sacrificial death that we need for salvation. We'll be right back.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. is a team effort. Your phone calls, email, and snail mail help resurrect this worldwide outreach. Now we need your help to sustain Issues Etc. by making a gift to Lutheran Public Radio today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Help support Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the thinking Christian.
Ah, the sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come. Join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30. And find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.